I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Everybody deserves a second chance, right? Well, that's apparently what Nigeria's voters decided too. Stick around to learn what it means for believers. And then later find out why China's government wants to rewrite the Bible. Keep listening because there's a place for you in every story. And we'll start today in Nigeria, where Muhammadu Buhari remains the president, having won his second term in last month's elections. But the big question, what'll be different in the war on terror this time around? Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Buhari did gain power in the Nigerian Senate, and so there is at least a theory that he will have more success in pushing through some of the legislation and some of the reforms that he has campaigned on because the Senate will be more favorable to him in this new term.
For Christians who've been targeted by both Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen, they want to know what it means for them.
Christians there are hopeful that there will be more security. They're hopeful that he will protect the religious freedoms of all Nigerians. But I think there is some skepticism as well based on what has happened the last 4 years and the fact that there hasn't been the progress that he promised 4 years ago.
A new government is coming May 29th, but this is really a fight for the heart of the country.
We continue to pray, obviously, for the church and for Christians to be protected, but also to be bold in their witness. And I think we pray for Nigeria's government leaders, just as the Bible calls on us to pray for government leaders, that they will make wise choices and that they will pursue justice.
We'll move up to North Africa, where Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the grand imam of a famous mosque in Egypt, is calling on Muslims to embrace their Christian neighbors. To David Curry of Open Doors USA, it's a step in the right direction.
It doesn't mean that we all of a sudden think that Egypt has changed their stripes, that somehow all is well and we don't have to worry about Christians in Egypt anymore. But I think we're seeing good things and we need to be thankful for it.
Open Doors monitors Christian persecution around the world and works at a local level to help persecuted believers. Each year, they put out the World Watch List, which ranks each country according to its level of persecution of Christians. Curry says Egypt is one of the top 20 worst persecutors, but things are looking up.
Sometimes I'm put in the position of always giving bad news. And I'm happy when I can say, I think Egypt is taking steps in the right direction. The government wants to include, I think has made steps over the last 3-4 years, to include Christians in their society.
Now that you know, what can you do? Well, prayer's a good place to start. Ask God to strengthen his people in Egypt and help them to overcome hardship.
I think it's important for American Christians to see Egypt as the epicenter of what God wants to do in the Arab world.
And increasing restrictions from the Chinese government's putting pressure on local churches. Now, this includes a plan to alter the Bible to fit current Chinese government ideology. Wendell Rovenstein from Bibles for China explains.
Throughout the world, a passion for the Bible, for the inspired word of God, is trying to be minimized, changed, or eliminated.
Bibles for China is stepping in and equipping the church in rural China, where people don't have easy access to God's word.
The Bible is our passion, so we're going to do everything we can to make sure that the Bibles that we are providing and giving funds for in China are the Bible that has not been tampered with, anybody's changed, any government has readdressed, we're still giving Bibles that are pure and clean and concise for preaching and sharing the gospel.
Bibles for China is also helping the Chinese church by providing teaching resources like commentaries and study Bibles. If you'd like to help, you can give to Bibles for China to help provide world churches with Bibles and other resources. And then second, pray for the Chinese church as they receive these resources and learn about God's word. If you want some details about this story or others in today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.